Hello. I'm not very sure how I'm going to go about this, to be honest. Just a bit of last minute decision. Well, it's here almost midnight. I didn't sleep at all last night because, well, I don't want to get into details, but I had a horrible night. And for circumstances, I was quite upset and I couldn't sleep and I was exhausted, but no luck with the sleeping. And other than a 1 hour nap this afternoon that wasn't really a nap, it was just passing out at some point, I didn't sleep at all. In a way, I hope this is better and means that now that I'm getting to bed at midnight, then I will sleep the whole night and wake up well rested tomorrow. But anyway, as I was getting into bed, I was just thinking, this is a feeling that I get other times as well, but I guess now it just intensifies with all this being locked at home thing and so on, that I just wished I could call someone. It's this kind of feeling that you just wish there was someone that you could be with, or someone that you could call. I don't know, someone that can make you feel like they are hugging you and just holding you and telling you that everything is going to be okay. And I was starting to feel a little bit sad that there was nobody at this moment, no friend, nobody that I could call and have that sleepy conversation. And then I thought, well, maybe there is someone out there that needs to hear it. Maybe, I don't know, I guess the same that they have that feeling. And I'm guessing lots of ladies have that feeling. I'm sure there are lots of men out there that have that feeling as well. So, I think, I mean, as much as I need someone else to tell this to me so that I can just feel better, I do believe that it's going to be okay and we are going to get through this. It's just hard now, and for some of us it's a bit lonely. But I think it will get better, and I know that I'm rambling things without making much sense. I know that I talk too much. Tell my friends that I have friends that send me a short audio message of 30 seconds to tell me something or ask me something, and I sent back a podcast of 15 minutes, so I'm sorry for that. So really sorry for so much rambling, but I don't know, maybe it can be useful for anyone. And if anyone feels better after listening to all this nonsense rambling, then well, then it will make some sense. I don't know. There's no much that I have to say at this point. I'm just thinking that in my case, I mean, my first week of being locked at home was perfectly okay. The second week I started feeling sad, then it went up a little bit. I was feeling better, and then I came bad. I've been sick. I mean, not with the thing, but just feeling a little bit sick with other stuff, and then I don't know. It just gets weird not seeing people, like real people, and all your communications at this point have to be online, and the friendly, lovely people from the internet, I mean, most of them are lovely, friendly people, and then some are not. And just something that on a regular day, you just brush off, like, no big deal, can hurt more in these days. I think maybe, I don't know if I will actually manage it, but I think I should try and cut my screen time. And go back to reading more and be much less time with my computer and a bit less time with the TV and just read more. Take advantage of having a balcony and sitting in the balcony and getting a little bit of fresh air. I think that's all that I can do. Just, I don't know if you have any tricks to feel a little bit better these days. I mean, other than all this stuff that we are seeing in all the news and that I don't know if we all follow or not, but all these, you should have a shower every day, you should get dressed even if you're not going to leave home. I'm sorry, I have to say it, but fuck it, I'm not getting dressed if I can wear pyjamas. If I can be at home wearing pyjamas, I'm not going to get dressed, because pyjamas are the best. So, I mean, doing laundry and having clean pyjamas every day, or every 2 days at least. I'm all for it. But getting dressed, if I can wear my pajamas, no way. Anyway. So I don't know. There are all this advice around, and I don't know if we can apply everything where everything is, it makes sense for us, but maybe something has to be done. I don't know. And I think that my super very tired self, my tired worthy self, needs to go and try to sleep. So going to enjoy my bed with my new bed sheets and with my 4 pillows, and there is nothing better than a bed full of new fluffy pillows. I would just cuddle here with my pillows and think that hopefully soon things are going to be better and that everything is going to be okay and that we are going to be okay. I hope so. Anyway, thank you for being there. Thank you for listening. Good night.